From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Dick's Sporting Goods said yesterday that it's going to stop selling all guns at around 20% of its stores. The chain had already decided to stop selling assault-style weapons altogether after the Parkland school shooting in Florida last year. That decision led to some notable backlash against the store, so to stop selling guns completely at some stores is a doubling down. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more.
Late last year, Dick's started an experiment. It pulled guns, ammunition, and hunting gear from 10 stores. Yesterday, CEO Ed Stack said on a call with investors, it's now going to do the same thing at 125 more of its 700-plus stores nationwide.
It will be replaced with merchandise categories that can drive growth, each based on the needs of that particular market.
He says this is the retailer's solution to sluggish store sales. It'll make them more regionally relevant and more experiential. So in places that guns don't sell well, they'll make space for things that customers can't do online, like baseball cages to try out new bats. Dick's didn't say where those stores are located.
There's more licensed gun dealers in America than there are Starbucks.
Adam Winkler studies gun ownership at UCLA. He says gun sales are strong at the moment, so this decision isn't necessarily all about profit.
Companies want to show their values to their customers.
Dick says if this works, it could stop selling gun gear at even more stores in the future. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.